The National Park Service is celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, and not that we in the Northland, of course, need any encouragement to celebrate parks. Joining us this morning is Neil Hauck with the Apostle Islands National Park, our guest to talk a little bit about the Centennial Initiative and a little bit about some of the things going on with the celebration of that 100th anniversary. Neil, good morning. So glad to have you with us.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So what kinds of things is the National Park Service doing to celebrate? Although just having national parks is kind of a celebration every time you go.
Yes. Well, the National Park Service has been kind of aiming towards the 100th anniversary for several years, and so many things have happened throughout the country. We've redesigned the design of our websites at the national parks to make them more user-friendly, especially to people with smartphones and tablet devices. All the parks around the country are having special events on their own, and there are a number of events happening nationwide. There's a virtual run that's being coordinated later in this month that people all over the country can participate. And you run 5 kilometers in your particular area, and you can log into a website, and it counts towards the national event. Here in the Apostle Islands, we've had several events already this summer. Last weekend, for instance, we were celebrating World Ranger Day, and we revealed a brand new exhibit honoring the dedication and sacrifice of park rangers all over the world that's now adjacent to our visitor center in Bayfield. Tonight, there is a concert in Bayfield that's being sponsored by our friends group, the Friends of the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, and the concert is called John Muir University of the Wilderness, and it involves a combination of music and the writings of John Muir, who was, one of the inspirations for many of the early national parks. The actual date that we call Founders Day in the Park Service is August the 25th. That was the day that the legislation was passed in 1916 that established the National Park Service. And on that day here at the Apostle Islands, we are dedicating a brand new exhibit at one of our island lighthouses that's being installed this month. So we're kind of working up to that particular event right here in the North Country.
Now, one of the things that they had some listening sessions about 10 years ago at the 90th anniversary, as you mentioned, and they were gearing up for the centennial, and they put together, they got a whole bunch of people to weigh in on kind of the direction that they wanted the parks to go, and they identified 5 goals. The website that I was looking didn't have that information available. Do you happen to have, like, those 5 goals right off the top of your head?
Really don't.
Yeah.
I know that the big goal that we have with the Centennial is to connect with and create the next generation of national park users. The National Park Service last year had more visitors than we've ever had. We broke the 300 million mark as far as people coming to the national parks. And so, it's obvious that Americans love the national parks, but without the support of the public, being able to preserve the parks on into the future is in doubt. And so we're really looking to reach out to the next generation, the millennials, and encouraging them to come and experience the park, use the parks, and perhaps they're using them in different ways than past generations have. But the Park Service is working to try to make the parks more user friendly, developing websites, developing apps for smartphones, to help people who are used to experiencing the world with in those ways to get out and explore the United States and its national parks on their own.
One of the goals, I was able to finally find this, and the goals really do connect, obviously, exactly with what you were saying. Building pathways to learning is one of them. Bringing America's history alive, which, and many of these things, I think the parks are, of course, already doing. Protecting nature, protecting ourselves, pursuing and teaching sustainability, and nurturing living cultures and communities. Now, one of the things, for better or for worse, that has come up this year is this idea of the Park Service cooperating or becoming involved with commercial advertisers. And I'm assuming that this is part of an effort to continue to raise money, which is, of course, always an issue for pretty much any endeavor. How are people reacting to that you've been talking with?
Well, really, it hasn't really come up very much in any of the discussions that I've had with folks. It is true that some of the media that we've developed, banner stand exhibits, for instance, that we have in our visitor center, do list several corporations that that have helped sponsored some of the centennial events on the bottom of the banner. It's companies like Subaru that has been involved with helping to reduce the solid waste generated by visitors to the national parks. It's not anywhere near what happens when stadiums are named after companies.
Right.
And we're not going to be selling the naming rights to Yellowstone National Park anytime in the future. But the Park Service is in a world where the Park Service budget is pretty static, and we have billions of dollars in backlog maintenance that needs to be done. The Park Service is looking for creative ways in order to finance some of the work that is critically important in the parks.
Well, Neil, thank you so very much for taking some time to join us this morning, and congratulations on 100 years, and as we move onward and upward to the next 100.
Well, thanks. We hardly feel a day over 50.
Well, and I got to say, Neil, you look like a million bucks.
Well, I didn't used to have this much gray hair.
None of us did, Neil. None of us did. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Neil.
You're welcome.
Neil Houck with the National Park Service, talking about the National Park Service's 100th anniversary being celebrated this year all across America.